And so, to begin, I would love to ask John Talley to come, to boast in his Savior, and to tell all of you what God has done for him. John.
Appreciate it. Wow. Well, good morning, everybody here at Grace Bible Church. Since I'm going first, I'm just going to get right into it. Can everybody hear me? You good? All right.
Yeah, hold the microphone up, just a tap.
Like this?
There you go.
All right. Well, my name is John Talley III. I was born in Darby, Pennsylvania. It's actually about 15 minutes from Philadelphia. So I just say I'm from Philly. I grew up in a couple of different households. Households that were my mom's, my dad's, and other immediate family. I can honestly say that none of the households I lived in were Christian households at all. My uncle's house was a Muslim, so a Muslim household. My dad, that was more of a free-for-all. Believe whatever you want to believe. Just get your education. Don't get any females pregnant. And don't go to jail and you'll be fine. That's the type of household that I lived in. Growing up, I was influenced by the world, my older brother, other people, the culture, school, rap music. I view God as someone who will let me in his heaven because he's a good God. And I'm not really a bad person. I don't do the crazy things that my other friends do and whatnot. But it wasn't until I was 19, the summer before I went to college, when I was actually confronted with the gospel. My friend, his name was Kevin Jeki, he's from Kenya. He actually shared the gospel with me. We began to build and hang out with each other until I left for school. But when I went to school, it seemed like something really didn't click because I was totally okay and totally fine with my sin. I thought it was okay. It was cool and comfortable in it. After my first year of college, I came to Arizona to help out my mom. She was kind of sick, whatever the case, and came out here to kind of help her out. I reunited, hooked back up with my friend Kevin, who was out here in Arizona still, and he shared the gospel with me again. That day was when I became a Christian. That day I felt the weight of my sin completely towering over me, and God's righteous judgment awaiting me. One thing that Kevin communicated with me was the gospel, which not only saves people but keeps people as well. He told me that the gospel is what God has done in Christ Jesus to redeem sinners. He told me by Christ dying on the cross, shedding his blood for people who will repent and believe, placing their faith and trust in him because of the work that he has done on the cross. He told me that Christ also resurrected on the third day, proving all his claims were true. Showing that death could not hold him. So by God's grace, I realized that the wrath of God that was put on Christ, I should have received because of my sin. And by belonging in him, his righteousness is accredited to me, or for anyone who does believes in this truth. So what I did was I repented and I believe, and I still do to this day. I realized that I wasn't a good person. I was actually a terrible, horrible person. I realized that my standard of good doesn't match up to God's standard of good, which is perfection. And Christ is the only one who is good, imperfect. I've been baptized before. I wanted to do it again for two reasons. The first reason is because when I did it the first time, I really didn't understand it. It was more so of just do this because you got to do this. You're a Christian now. I didn't really understand it. So now that I fully understand it, by God's grace, I would like to do it again. And the second reason is I want to be able to proclaim the gospel the way it was proclaimed to me. So, thank you.
John, based on your profession of faith, it's my pleasure to baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.